This is the last Sunday of the year, as well as the first Sunday after Christmas. And I really like preaching on this particular Sunday, primarily for two reasons. One, that it's good to give a bit of a rest to our ministers. And secondly, it's a time of holiday for me in terms of work, and it really gives me time to reflect on the whole year and to prepare for the service. So I wonder what kind of a year you've had, and where would you place it on a scale of 1 to 10? Maybe you would give 2024 a 9 or a 10. In other words, it was a great year. Good health, lots of time with friends, you've had a holiday, you've created memories, you did lots of exciting things. Or maybe you would give it a 5 or a 6, pretty much same as all the other years, nothing different, nothing special about it. Or some of us would even give it a 2 or a 3. It's been a dreadful year. Health deteriorated, we lost a loved one. We're not happy with what's going on around the world either. I think if we ask, a vast majority of people globally would say that they've had a challenging year, full of despair, conflict, loss of lives and livelihoods. We could easily say, where is God in all of this? We are standing at the brink of another brand new year, and we are desperately hoping that 2025 will be a lot better. Less people will be hungry or displaced, and more of us will feel safe with better access to healthcare, food, and clothing. The other day I was listening to the radio, and it said that most of the hospitals in Israel have closed. There's no health care available for people. Being hopeful and giving hope is not easy. The psalmist struggled to maintain their hope in God and often expressed their cry for help and their anger through poetic words. Similarly, whenever people were experiencing a political crisis, they felt without hope. But the prophets, in different time periods, continued to provide a message of hope. For example, Jeremiah assured the people that God would restore them to their homeland. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And this situation was no different in the first century. People were still hoping and waiting for the Messiah or the Anointed One to come. And he indeed came through the historic birth that we have been celebrating since the last 5 weeks. In the gospel passage that Barbara read to us, Matthew uses Isaiah's prophecy to illustrate the light that Jesus had brought. We know that the words and images of Isaiah are not the fulfillment of his prophecy. Instead, whatever Jesus did and said, Matthew recorded after the events had occurred, as he said, "People living in darkness have seen a great light, a light that brought hope. Hope that gave a new meaning to people's lives. Hope that became a new reason for living. Hope that offered forgiveness, love, and reconciliation." Jesus restored hope in a man born blind, in a corrupt tax collector, in a Samaritan woman who was excluded from society, in those who were grieving the loss of a loved one, in little children, in Paul, who was a persecutor, in the disciples who were completely shattered at Jesus' death. But when he appeared before them, seeing him in flesh reassured them that he truly was the evidence of God's continued presence in their lives. Jesus restored hope in a broken, hurt, and confused world, in both rich and poor, men, women, and children, weak and strong, in all kinds of people and in all circumstances. What gives us hope in our lives, in a broken world that we are part of? Being on the journey of incarnation is more than a time of festivity for us. It is the experience of receiving Christ yet again, a holy season for us to ponder on God's creative power to break into our lives in such an intimate and real way. The baby with nothing, absolutely nothing, who grew up to be a man, entering human history, taking part in the life and activities of the world, is our hope. And the nature and content of this hope is not a blind leap of faith, or some kind of wishful thinking, if you like, or a substitute for optimism, as Heather had rightly mentioned in her address on Christmas Day. Instead, the hope that we are called to draw on is the biblical hope, firmly grounded in God's love, which is constant and faithful. It is the belief that Jesus is our everlasting friend, guiding and protecting and comforting everybody, regardless of age, gender, sex, ethnicity, or any other characteristic. It is the experience of carrying our concerns to God in prayer and to trust in His will. We often sing a well-known hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be." This hymn was written by Thomas Chisholm. It is a hymn of gratitude, not for anything in particular that Thomas experienced, but his ongoing sense of amazement, whereby every morning he was reassured of the faithful presence of God, giving Thomas both courage and hope. I believe we translate that hope in our lives when we experience the presence of Jesus in all our situations, holding on to that commitment that we might have made as a child, a teenager, or later in our life, and trusting in His faithful friendship. We also find it helpful to remind ourselves how often and how simply and easily God has dealt with several complex situations in our lives, enabling us to take another step in trust. I always wake up with a test in the morning, and my day ends in a testimony. Always, every single day, I wake up with a test, and it ends in a testimony. On Christmas Day this year, His Majesty the King echoed the message of hope by inviting us to enter the world of those who suffer, to make a difference to their lives, and to bring hope where there is despair. And so as we enter a new year, I invite us to hold on to our faith and look forward in hope. He is sufficient for our individual and collective needs. Keep journeying with Jesus with whatever lies ahead. And let us also keep writing our own stories in our small corner that give hope to those around us, so that we can play our part in building God's kingdom on earth. May God bless us in our journey of faith, hope, and love. Amen. Let us pray.